Welcome to the Radio Reading Room, Stories of Americana. I'm your host and reader, Myron Hieronymus Thomas. It is the Easter season, spring, and with that, we thought we'd share some information about Easter and spring as well. For many that live in the West, Easter is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who, it is believed, was put to death 3 days prior on the cross. For Easter-observing Christians, the week before is commonly referred to as Holy Week, which in Western Christianity begins on Palm Sunday, which marked the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem, and goes to Maundy Thursday, which commemorates the Last Supper, and Good Friday, which designates the crucifixion and death of Christ. The English term Easter is derived from the Saxon spring festival, Eostra. Easter customs vary across the Christian world and include sunrise services, midnight vigils, exclamations and exchanges of paschal greetings, clipping the church, which is in England, and decoration, and the communal breaking of Easter eggs, represented as a symbol of the empty tomb. Additional customs have become associated with Easter and are observed both by Christians and some non-Christians, including Easter parades, communal dancing in Eastern Europe, the Easter bunny, and egg hunting. And there are also traditional Easter foods that vary by region and culture. Can you think of any of those Easter traditions that you may have celebrated? I can remember as a young boy decorating Easter eggs with my mother in the Pa's Easter egg kit. And she would get it out and have all the bowls, the different bowls of different colors. And you would have the little metal dipper. I'm sure today it's made of plastic of some kind, and dip in each one of them to get it its special color, and then excitedly wait until Easter morning to be able to find those Easter eggs. They were generally stuck under some plastic-type grass that was in an Easter basket that contained not only some of the eggs, but also had a chocolate bunny and some little chocolate eggs, and we had a gumdrop tree that had gumdrops. And with that, let's take a more detailed look at some of those celebrations of Easter around the world, starting with the Easter egg. The egg is an ancient symbol of new life and rebirth. In Christianity, it became associated with Jesus's crucifixion and resurrection. The custom of the Easter egg originated in the early Christian community of Mesopotamia, who stained eggs red in memory of the blood of Christ shed at his crucifixion. As such, for Christians, the Easter egg is a symbol of the empty tomb. Easter eggs are a widely popular symbol of new life among the Eastern Orthodox, but also in folk traditions in Slavic countries and elsewhere. A batik-like decorating process known as pozanka produces intricate, brilliantly colored eggs. And I'm sure we are all familiar with the celebrated House of Fabergé and its workshops, which have created exquisite jeweled eggs for the Russian imperial family from 1885 to 1916. Some modern customs in the Western world are used to substitute decorated chocolate or plastic eggs filled with candy, such as jelly beans, as many people give up sweets as their Lenten sacrifice, and then enjoy them at Easter, after having abstained from them during the preceding 40 days of Lent. In 1875, the British chocolate company Cadbury manufactured their first Easter egg, and they sponsor the annual Easter egg hunt, which takes place in over 250 National Trust locations in the United Kingdom. And just recently it has been announced that Cadbury will discontinue the production of their Easter egg. On Easter Monday, the President of the United States holds an annual Easter egg roll on the White House lawn for young children. Well, we're all familiar with the Easter bunny, who comes hopping on Easter Eve, much like old St. Nicholas at Christmas time, and drops off some eggs and treats and chocolates and whatever else you might find in your basket on Easter morning. In Australia, because rabbits are considered a pest, they have the Easter bilby as an alternative. The Easter basket itself, which we were just talking about, also known as the Paschal basket, is traditionally a basket containing the foods that were traditionally forbidden to consume during Lent: meat, eggs, and dairy products. This continues to be the case in Eastern Christianity, and Easter baskets are typically blessed before the midnight service on Holy Saturday, with their contents being consumed at the feast after the service. In parts of Western Christianity, emphasis is placed on making a Lenten sacrifice, which is giving up pleasures such as chocolate and cookies and whatever else you may choose. Easter baskets are filled with Easter eggs and sweets after having abstained from them during Lent. I'm sure you've heard about the Easter bonnet. That's another tradition, which is one here in the United States, donning the Easter bonnet. It's a fancy hat and became a popular addition to Sunday church attire because of how it represented a commitment to renewal when paired with new Easter clothes. These head coverings are somewhat tied with the end of Lent, which is when they would be purchased, assumably, after a period of frugal spending where such fancy items were typically not purchased. In New Zealand, parts of Australia, and I believe in England, they have hot cross buns. Bunnies, rabbits, and lambs are often associated with Easter because most babies of the animals are born in spring and around Easter time. The earliest record of an Easter rabbit is from 1682 in central Germany, where, in a folk story, a rabbit hare hides eggs in a field for children to find. But in other parts of Germany, it might have been a fox or a stork. The Easter bunny seems to have become more popular when German and Dutch settlers took these folk stories to the United States. The lamb is a symbol of Jesus in the Bible, as he was called the Lamb of God. This is because lambs were and are still used in the Jewish faith as a sacrifice for people's sins and wrongdoings. Christians believe that Jesus was killed and sacrificed for everyone. Lots of flowers are associated with spring and Easter festivals. Some flowers have been given special meanings by Christians to help them celebrate Easter. For example, the Eastern lily. Since Easter lilies are often white and represent a sign of purity and goodness, these help Christians to remember that Jesus was pure and perfect when he died on the cross. And there's the passion flower. Passion flowers have been given lots of different meanings for Easter over the years, which helps Christians to remember Jesus dying on the cross. The three stamens represent the three nail wounds of Jesus, or the Trinity of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, or the three crosses. The circle of petals represent the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, or, as the flower has 10 petals, they can represent the 10 disciples that did not deny or betray Christ. The leaves represent the spear that went into the side of Jesus. The passion flower normally lasts for 3 days and represents the 3 days Jesus spent in the tomb. And of course, we would not want to forget about Easter foods, because those are some of the things we look forward to. Some special foods eaten at Easter time include the famous hot cross buns, often eaten in the UK on Good Friday. They're made of yeast dough buns with currants and raisins in them. They seem to have been created in the 1700s in England. There's a story that they were invented in the town of St. Albans, where they were given to pilgrims at Easter time. However, this claim seems to come from an advertisement by a baker in London in 1851 as a way of selling his buns. Other than that, there's no history to back it up. In Italy, salty pretzels are traditionally eaten at Easter time. In Russia, little pancakes called blinis, topped with anchovies and a mixture of cream, soft cream, dried fruit, and orange peel called pasca, are eaten. A traditional Greek Easter cake is made with oranges and almonds in it. It's eaten with a spicy orange sauce poured over it. In Greece, Easter breakfast might even be lamb soup. Here in the United States, at least when I was growing up, a very popular dinner was ham and deviled eggs. And ham had become a popular dinner choice since the pigs that went to slaughter in the fall would have had plenty of time to cure over those long winter months, making them ready for eating just as spring rolled around. Similarly, deviled eggs are a popular choice because of the way eggs are used symbolically throughout the holiday as a symbol of rebirth. I remember an Easter cake my wife made many years ago. I believe the cake itself was white, which is my favorite. It had a white icing with coconut shards. Gumdrops were used because it was in the shape of a bunny. The bunny's head, bunny two ears, and the gumdrops were used for eyes and then a bow tie underneath it. It was great fun, and everyone enjoyed it very much. Well, I'm sure you have many Easter celebrations and traditions in your family. Whatever they might be, this year for Easter, I hope it is a very special one for you, and you can look at it as the beginning of new life. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, what's ever happening in your life, there are new opportunities ahead of you in the coming days, in the coming year. Spring is upon us. There is new life. And thank you for Easter. And thank you for joining us here today in the Radio Reading Room. Until the next time, I'm your host and reader, Myron Hieronymus Thomas, wishing you a wonderful new life.